Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
But first we've got a guest in, haven't we, Maggie?
We have. We have the lovely Lawrence Keynes. Good morning, Lawrence.
Maggie, good morning to you.
Lawrence, good morning. Where are you from the council, but which part do you work in?
I work in Children's Services in the Early Years Advisory Team.
What are you doing there? Children's Services is a huge area, isn't it?
It is, yes. I'm in the Early Years Advisory Team, and we look after early years childcare for those children under the age of 5.
All right.
Quite young then.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. And also I'm involved in the out-of-school provision, so after-school and holiday provision, and the holiday and activities food programme as well.
Well, that's the thing that you wanted to talk about mostly today, wasn't it?
I did indeed, yes.
Right at the beginning of the school holidays.
Is that still for the under-fives, or is that for all the children?
No, that's for the over-fives. That's for children of school, children and young people of school age from years 1 through to 11 on the island.
And so we just started the school holidays, because you can tell the weather's got terrible.
Sadly.
And
it's going to get better, though.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Stuff to be getting on with, and it's got a double edge, isn't it? It's to do with activities but also to do with food.
It is, yes. I mean, the programme came out of the government's response to kind of like the COVID lockdowns,
yeah,
and the realisation that so many of our children and young people, especially in our most vulnerable kind of households, those on the lowest incomes, were stuck at home over the long holidays,
yeah,
no activities, and not a great access to food or meals.
No.
So hence why the government brought in this programme.
Okay, so what can people do on these activities and food programmes?
Well, we've got a whole range of different providers that kind of like are based across the island, mainly on school sites, but not exclusively. And they're providing a whole range of what we call enriching activities. And that can be everything from football, multi-sports activities, through to theatre, dance. And this year we've also added skateboarding as well with Cattle Skate Club.
Ah, the famous John Cattle Skate
Absolutely.
Club. Yes, yes. He's everywhere.
He is.
And good on him.
He does a great job,
yes,
too.
Yeah.
So these are free activities for children of those days?
It's primarily aimed at those children on free school meals.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
So, sadly, we do have a lot of children and young people on the island.
Yeah.
At the last count, about 3,800 school-aged kind of children and young people who are eligible for free school meals on the island. So that means their household income is below about £7,500.
Ouch, yes.
Yes, yes.
Wow, I don't know how people survive on that. I really don't.
Absolutely. I mean, it's definitely difficult, hence why we have this programme. It's not exclusively for them.
No.
But that is the target audience that we're trying to engage with, trying to get along to these activities. But many of our providers are kind of also selling places as well. So there are places that at a low cost, parents can kind of buy kind of places for their children or young people to attend as well.
And there's a meal provided, presumably.
Yes. So alongside kind of like the enriching activities, and as part of that, there's some physical activity as well. So we want the kids active and doing things. There's also a kind of what we term a nourishing meal, which covers all the school food standards for kind of children and young people, as well as kind of like healthy fruit and snacks available throughout the day.
Okay,
that can't be bad, can it?
That's not bad. I mean, that not only gets your child active and engaged and out of the house, but also make sure you haven't got to provide a meal for them. You know, they're getting fed on site.
Yes, definitely.
And also we're seeing this as a kind of like a gateway into other activities. And one of the things that we're doing this year is just making sure that the children or the parents are aware of what else is available. I mean, HAF is only for about 10 weeks a year. And we know that there are plenty of other low-cost activities out there through kind of football and sports, cricket, netball, as well as kind of other kind of activities as well that we just want to highlight to parents that their children kind of can access.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, we run a couple of them here.
Not under
HAF, but under a different budget. I'm not going to get into that because that's ever so complicated. But on a Saturday morning, we have
But thank you. Yeah, absolutely. And that's been the great thing. I mean, kind of like it's not just kind of like these providers that are receiving funding from the HAF programme, but other programmes as well are linked in. So we're just trying to make kind of good use of what funding
that's
we have available.
Brilliant, isn't it?
It is. I mean,
it's such a shame that it's needed, but it is brilliant.
It is. It's good that it's there. I mean, are the youngsters going, are they encouraged to do prepare their own meals as well? Do you have activities?
They
like
are indeed, yes. I mean, that's part of the programme itself, is that it's about making them more aware of making the right food choices,
mm-hmm.
and also kind of like how to put together meals,
yeah.
And healthy snacks, how to access those as well, which mm. is important. Alongside that, it's also making sure that parents have that information as well.
Yes.
And that's another element to the programme, is about signposting, not just to healthy food options, but to the other help and support that is available out there to support those mm. parents who are going through a cost of living crisis at the moment.
Yes, because you've got the younger ones and you've got the teenagers, and they never stop eating, do they? So.
No. that's very true indeed. I mean, that's been one of our target groups this year, is trying to get more teenagers involved,
yeah.
because there's so much more that they can do.
There is. The trouble is with that age range, you've got to appeal to them as being cool or something to do like that.
Yes.
That's tricky.
Very much so.
I think you're putting on a winner with football for most of them. But,
yeah. We've got a whole range of other activities. We've got Starlight Academy. They've come on board this year.
All right.
Who are based up on Dodner Industrial Estate,
mm.
and they're offering a whole range of theatre and dance and aerobatics.
Yeah.
So, something really different and really interesting. And,
yeah.
and that's been one of the surprises that I've found coming to the programme, is that we really do offer quite a diverse range of activities compared to a lot of other similar programmes under the HAF scheme on the mainland.
Yeah.
So we do well.
I think we should pat ourselves
celebrate
on the back.
A bit.
Yeah, yes. Indeed.
Yes.
So how can people find out more about this?
The information is all on the council's website.
Mm-hmm.
Either go on to kind of the cost of living pages and then health and wellbeing, and there's a link through. Or if you go Google the Family Information Hub, Isle of Wight Family Information Hub, which has just been launched, all of our HAF providers are listed on there. So there's full information about what they're offering,
mm-hmm.
where they're offering it, where they're kind of running the scheme from, the days that they're doing it, and how to book your child's place on
Wonderful.
That scheme.
It is. And is this, I mean, the pages are there to help you, so that's what they're there for. Go and look at them.
Definitely,
and there's lots
yes.
of advice and things that you can do. And you think, well, I can't afford to take my child out anywhere this summer. Well, there's some options for you. They can go somewhere where you haven't got to pay for it.
Definitely. And there's plenty of other options beyond the HAF programme on the council's website as well. All our libraries are running a whole range of activities.
Yep.
We've got
right.
a reading challenge as well going on this year, as ever, through the library, and that's a great opportunity. And that's kind of, we've tried to link into that,
yeah.
because this year's theme is activity and sports,
mm-hmm.
and we have a lot of providers doing that, but that's what the
sports
the library's
not for everybody, to be honest.
No,
there are other things you can do.
Definitely, and that's been kind of like one of the things that we've been kind of like looking at this year, is just exploring some of the other things like theatre and dance, just to give people that variety. And also we've got quite an exciting opportunity this in August. We have Winchester Science Centre bringing their mobile planetarium to
oh,
the
wow.
island. Which is going to be really good. It's going to be at 9 acres. CM Sports is our provider there. So they have got a day of the mobile planetarium thanks to obviously the HAF programme, and also Newport and Carisbrook Community Council have helped out as well to make it happen. So hats off to them. Which is really good. Really excited by that possibility.
Well, I'll say to you, anything like this, you can always put it on our website. It's completely free
Thank
to do
you,
that.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
And
you
just go to our webpage and it'll show you how to do that.
Great.
And all of our presenters promote stuff that's on our activities guide from that webpage. So put it on, cost nothing.
Will indeed.
And,
Thank you.
You get,
do
get
so.
Lots of free publicity for it. And yeah, keep us informed on this, because it's a fascinating program.
It is, yes. And very useful.
Very useful. And to the parents out there who are listening, don't be too proud, say, I don't really want to accept help. Accept it. It's paid for.
Yes, please
go
do.
And grab hold of it. And
Absolutely.
It's there for you
yeah.
to help you.
There's no stigma there.
No, not at all.
No, I mean, it's easy to check and to register whether you qualify for free school meals on the council's website.
Yes.
It's anonymous, so it's just you and the council's website.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you just have to tell the provider that you qualify for free school meals.
And
when
off you
book.
Go.
Yes.
And off you go. Absolutely. And as I said, it's not just free school meals. There are, again, depending on where you are, if you live in a particularly kind of disadvantaged community on the island, and sadly we have a few wards
around
the island.
We do.
Or if you've got an EHCP in place, there might be places as well, which is the Education, Health and Care Plan for a child or young person.
So yeah, indeed.
So there are other qualifying.
Lots of options for you. Get on the council website and look it up. And we'll put a link up later on when we podcast this interview.
We will.
So thank you for coming in and telling
Calvin,
us about
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.